Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Have you ever held a seashell to your ear and wondered if it was trying to tell you something? In today's fascinating conversation, returning guest Michelle Hansen, author of Ocean Oracle, What Seashells Reveal About Our True Nature, and Ocean Wisdom, shares how seashells may be far more than beautiful objects. They may actually be tools for understanding ourselves. Drawing on 35 years of experience in seashell divination, Michelle explains how each shell carries unique energy, symbolism, and insight, acting as a bridge to the subconscious mind and a guide for personal growth. We explore why seashells are considered energy tools similar to crystals, how to begin interpreting seashell messages in your own life, and much more. With over 100,000 types of shells in the world, Michelle believes we are surrounded by an entire kingdom of wisdom, just waiting to be understood. If you're curious about intuition, self-discovery, or the deeper meaning behind everyday objects, this episode will open your eyes in a whole new way. Pleased to welcome back to This Week in America, Michelle Shelley Hansen, the ambassador of the Seashell Kingdom. Shelley, it's a pleasure. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much. I always enjoy these opportunities, Rick.
Well, this is going to be fun today. A little bit different. Something like the old television show, for those of us old enough to remember, This Is Your Life, where guests meet people that they've encountered throughout their lives. The people on the program today will speak through their testimonials that they've shared with me, giving you the opportunity to comment on each phase of your adventures with Seashell Partners, and there are plenty. This is your fifth interview with me, and these testimonials will be able to refer back to earlier shows, tie everything together in a nice little bow, and we're really looking forward to this. Be a fun conversation.
Well, I'm looking forward to the stroll down memory lane, but I have to say, it was quite challenging to try and select a handful of testimonials from the hundreds that I've received over the years. So I tried to come up with a combination that would follow the trajectory of my history working with the shells. And I have to let you know, I do have the testimonials here because I want to be accurate in our conversation about their comments.
I saw some of those that you can only have so many because it's not a 6-hour show, but it could have been. And I'm looking at all of these and I was like, I'm glad you're the one that had to choose all of these because there are a bunch and they're all very complimentary and they all tell remarkable stories. If you're not familiar with what Shelley's going to talk about in seashells and how they can impact our lives, it's going to be a fascinating conversation. So there's no better place to start than with someone from your childhood, like your brother, Alan. Alan discovered your entire family was involved and he quotes you. This is his quote, your unexplained obsession with seashells. He talks about beginning of the time that you were kids. Talk about that. You made an impression on your brother and obviously other members of your family with this seashell obsession that you had. Talk about that.
Yes. Actually, it was my immediate family and my extended family. And the reason he says unexplained obsession is we never live near the ocean. I don't have a reason for this. But it started when I was 4 years old. And my grandparents came back from a Florida vacation and brought me, their little granddaughter, some shells from their travels, and I was smitten. I wanted to know everything about them. So by the time I was 8, my parents bought me my first seashell book. I have it here still. It's called The How and Why Wonder Book of Seashells. And my reaction was, I have to memorize this book. I need to know everything in it. So I started a journal. And once I completed documenting all the information in the How and Why book, anything became fair game. And I will never forget, my aunt called me and said she had a brand new shower curtain she couldn't wait to show me because it had drawings of shells on it. And when I got to her house, she didn't even hesitate when I asked permission to cut up her curtain to put it in my journal. And I still have that journal. And here are the shells.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
So that shows you how supportive my family was of this obsessed little kid.
The family was very supportive. That's incredible that it seems like everybody jumped in to help out this obsession that Michelle had. Alan also mentions that as you grew older, your youngest brother, who became a librarian, would give you shell books, and your parents would always bring back shells from their Florida vacation at Sanibel Island. Eventually, your mother carried a list of all the shell inventory you had to show the proprietors in the shell stores of Florida in pursuit of something not on your list already. That, in part, is how your collection grew to what, over 500 shells at that time. And your brother adds, our folks did draw the line on rare occasions, such as when Shelley wanted a pet octopus. You heard that right, a pet octopus. But instead, Mom bought some pet clams. Years later, her mother took Shelley's online course and changed her opinion regarding octopus, though I don't think she ever gave one to Shelley. Cute story.
Well, I have to tell you, the reason that I wanted a pet octopus was when I was reading my childhood books, I read that a mother octopus died after she gave birth to her babies. And I remember crying when I read that. And I thought, I can save her. That's why I wanted a pet octopus. I didn't think it through. I didn't realize she's going to need a male octopus as well. Didn't think about that. But also, I pictured these magical creatures changing colors and shapes. So you can imagine when I came home and Mom had this fishbowl covered with a towel, and I'm excited thinking she got me my pet octopus. And as Alan said, she got me pet clams. So it was so disappointing because I didn't get to save an octopus, but also they're only a step above a pet rock. They don't do anything. But to finish that story about Mom, when he said, I don't think, you know, she ever got her an octopus. Actually, after Mom took my classes and changed her perspective on the octopus, she came back from Sanibel and sort of did get me one because she handed me a box and I didn't recognize the box. Now, all along, I was familiar with every shell store in Sanibel as far as their packaging. I didn't know what this was. And it turned out it was a jewelry store. And this is what my mom got me.
Oh, hey, I like that.
And so it's a gold octopus on a necklace. And she said, I finally got you your octopus.
A little different form than you thought it was going to be, but I like that.
Yes.
What a very thoughtful gift. Michelle Hansen back with us on the program. You can find out more about Michelle, and I'll give you her website as we go through the program, oceanoracle.com. You'll find the books there. You'll find the classes there, all the information on what we're talking about today and how this has really changed the lives of so many people. We heard of from your mother, the brothers. How about your father? Did he join in the support of your hobby at the time?
He did, but I want to take one step back with Alan, because this applies to Dad. Alan was traveling in Papua New Guinea, and he came back with this shell. It's called the green tree snail. Now, these animals live among the leaves in New Guinea, and there's times of the year where the climate is intolerable. So they go into hibernation, and they plug up so the oxygen can go in and out, but the water is contained inside the shell, and they stay that way until the climate changes again. It could be months. So this is about change of comfort zone. And when this came into my life, oh my God, it's constantly, even to this day, pushing me out of my comfort zone. It was with me for my first radio show, my first TV show, and it was pushing me to gain confidence in teaching about the shells. My father bought me a microphone with speakers because he wanted people in the back of the room to be able to hear my seminars when I was speaking to large audiences.
Oh, what a nice gift. What a nice gift. So he was supportive in a special way, and it made the presentations even nicer than what they were before. Our guest is Michelle Hansen. We're going through some of the testimonials, some of the many testimonials that she's received, praising what she's doing and talking about the impact it's made on the person. Your teaching that began with a focus on the science of shells. I understand you were invited to teach about shells, mollusks, at the animals that create shells to young children in grade school. How did that all come about, the fact that you went in to these young kids? And I'm anxious to hear how that went and how it got started and the response you got from the kids.
Well, this again is extended family. This is now my little niece, Kim. She was in third grade. They were studying the ocean, and she told her teacher about my shell collection. And I was invited to be a guest speaker to her third grade class. That went so well that for the next few years, I kept getting invited back every time the third grade was discussing the ocean. And I have a picture here. Show you how well it went. Here you see, let's see, go.
Yeah,
You
right there. There we go.
can
Oh,
see all
yes.
the hands raised.
Yes, and smiling
That's how
faces.
eager they were. Yes, they love the information, learning about the shells. And funny little story is, I came in to teach right after their lunch. And the next thing I knew, the teacher said to me, "I'm so sorry, you have to stop teaching. The buses in the parking lots are leaving. The kids have to go
I
home."
have to go home.
So, as the kids were leaving, one little boy told me, "I used to think shells were boring." And the teacher took me aside and she said, "I don't understand this. They never pay attention this long to anything." So, one of the classes was assigned homework. To write a thank you card to me, to make a little thank you card. Well, the teacher delivered the cards. They were amazing. So I have them still. Let's see if I can show you.
I bet those were cute.
There's about
Oh,
40 of
yeah.
them here. And the amazing thing about these cards is they were also asked to write their favorite part of the seminar. And just to grab one to show you. So here's one little boy. And he says his favorite part was the abalone. Now, when I looked at all these cards, there's such a variety on their favorite part. There's the turkey wing, there's the mimic octopus, there's a tiger cowrie, there's a melon baler. It shows me they really did pay attention through the whole seminar, all those hours.
It's amazing that you had their attention, and they can't fake that. They're just sort of who they are at that age. And if they were really into it, they were really into it. They weren't responding to impress their teacher or you. They were responding because they were really into that. Do you still teach children?
Yes, as a matter of fact, picture's worth a thousand words. Let me show you. This was only a few years ago, and I'm a lot older here, but a dear friend of mine brought her sweet granddaughters over to look at the shells. That turned into hours of talking about the shells and the animals, and they ended up sending me a thank you card as well. And in the thank you card, it says just one little part of it here. She said, "We loved hearing the stories and had no idea how intelligent and how sweet they are. After that lesson, the octopus is now my favorite animal." So, teaching the children. It's so much fun for me because it reminds me of my early start learning about these animals.
And all the excitement that you went through, that you were able to take and transfer to all these young people, that suddenly they're looking at shells in a whole different way. How did you make this transition from teaching children about shells to working with shells as metaphysical tools? How did that come about?
That started in my 30s. I was living in Boston, which was a metaphysical scene at the time. And someone seeing my shells told me that he heard of a shell reader. And he suggested that I use my shells for the same purpose. And by applying everything that I'd learned all my life, it was very easy for me to decode the information from the shells. I was just looking for something unique associated with each shell and that is not difficult to do because they practically have nothing in common. And then once I gained comfort with the validity of the information, that's when I started teaching about the shells and giving readings.
And we've got people that have gone through the readings and the teachings and how impressed they've been. This is a testimonial from someone who worked with you in the 1990s. She says, I have enjoyed working with the Shells for almost 10 years now. It started when I first met Shelley and got invited to her house for a reading. I was amazed at the depth and accuracy of the message. Eventually, I obtained my own deck of Seashell cards and have been doing readings for myself on a fairly regular basis. Many times I have sought clarification through readings, and they never fail to provide insight. I can still consult Shelley when I feel stumped, but the more I read on my own, the more confidence in my ability to read the Shells increases. Lately, I've even had the chance to do readings for others. Again, the more I practice, the more capable I feel in working with others. It's transforming their lives. The Shells create a safe space through their gentle teaching nature. I love the way they work with your higher self and teach you underlying motivations for current circumstances. It gives you the opportunity to assess where you are in your life, where you wish to be, and how to change beliefs in order to grow. The Shells have an appeal to those with an interest in science or spirituality or both. I found that I have learned a lot, not just about myself, but a bit about nature as well. Now I can go to beaches and recognize some of the species and even understand how the animals function. I would recommend the Shells to anyone open to personal growth, seashells, healing, and metaphysics. Can you talk a little bit about her response, about her testimonial and her journey with Shells? It's amazing.
I have to tell you, our journeys were tied very closely together because this was back in the 1980s, she became my friend. And she came to my home and saw my Shells and related to them so strongly. And there's actually two stories that I can tell about this person, because when she began studying with me, she took it to heart so strongly that I will never forget this. One day we were listening to someone talking about a situation, but making it so much worse than it actually was. And she said to me, I think that person is moon snailing. And I knew exactly what she meant, because moon snails, let me show you this. So this is a moon snail.
Okay.
And moon snails absorb water into their bodies. The picture here I can show you. So they inflate their bodies.
Okay.
My fingers in the way.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can see it.
See how big it is?
Yes.
They get to be like 3 to 4 times the size of their shell. The top picture,
wow,
it's starting to cover the shell over. Those are moon snails. So in order to get back in the shell, they have to expel all the water that they've absorbed. That idea of ballooning, making yourself so big, the idea behind that is why the meaning for moon snail is blowing things up out of proportion, making mountains out of molehills. So here was this person inflating the situation to make it much worse than it was. That's exactly what moon snails are doing, blowing things up out of proportion.
Yes.
And I thought, that so captures that situation, that this is the first time someone spoke to me in Shell. So I was amazed that she had taken in the information so much that she was now speaking Shell.
Well, I love that moon snailing. I'm going to have to write that down and remember that and
yes,
drop that in conversation, because that's so appropriate for most situations when that would come up. That's moon snailing. What was it? What was the other story?
The other story was an epiphany that I had, and boy, was she important for this. I had a relationship with a book called Gift from the Sea. Now, that was written by Anne Morrow Lindbergh. It's the story of when she was going through a tough time in life. And so she escaped to the beach and she was in a little cabin and trying to console herself and figure out how to handle the circumstances in her life. And the Shells, where she was staying, provided guidance. And so she wrote this book, Gift from the Sea. As you might imagine, a woman interacting with Shells, getting guidance, people thought, this is the perfect gift for me. So I had I have them right here. I had about four copies of Gift from the Sea
Oh, wow, that was a popular
from all
gift.
these people kindly thinking this would be a great gift for Shelley. Rick, I couldn't read them. I was afraid to read them. So my friend was in a bookstore and she was calling me saying, I found the perfect gift for you. And I was so afraid it was going to be Gift from the Sea. And I admitted to her, I have never read it. I have copies of it, but I've never read it. And she was so compassionate. She helped me discover the source of my fear, which turned out to be I was afraid I'd be influenced in one of two ways. Either I would try to match what she said, or I would discover that our thoughts were so different, it would make me feel like my work was
Oh,
wrong.
yes.
And that was too risky, so I just never read the book. And she said to me, Shelley, for 2 years, you've been writing a seashell divination column for a metaphysical magazine. And my manuscript for Ocean Oracle was at the publisher. So she said, I think you're pretty much on record for what you think about the shells. You can go ahead and read Gift from the Sea.
Did you ever read it? And if so, what happened? Did it have an impact on you?
It did, but not in the way you might think. I read it and it was a nightmare because we didn't agree on some of the shells. And I believe in a loving universe and I couldn't figure out why does this book keep showing up in my life if it's going to be a nightmare when I finally read it. I mean, literally, someone came for a reading when I had four copies. She had never read Gift from the Sea. I ran to get a copy and give it to her so she could take it home with her. That way I'd only have three. It was a relief. But the very next day, someone mailed me another copy from Canada. So it's back to four. And again, I'm wondering, this book is insisting on being, it was like it was stalking me.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, okay, loving universe, why are you doing this to me? And the epiphany that I had was that she wrote this in the 1950s. It's still popular today. What she was doing was planting seeds that the shells can offer guidance, that they can be teachers. It didn't matter if we agreed on a meaning for a particular shell. It was the concept that they had this potential to help us navigate through life. And rather than stalking me, what she was doing was encouraging me because my work was an extension of hers. So that was my epiphany.
Interesting how that worked out, and you were able to come to terms with all of that and understand that. An amazing story there. And do people still get you that as a gift?
Oh, well, as a matter of fact, I have to tell you, just a little over a week ago, some friends returned from Sanibel and they brought me a present. And I'm thinking, full circle, this is like when my parents used to bring something
Yes.
from Sanibel. It wasn't a shell, it was this beautiful little book
Ah, nice
which
book.
said, from Gift from the Sea,
Nice
which is
book.
back in my life.
Book number five. I love that. They think they're doing something, and it's really thoughtful. And it rang a bell when they saw that. Oh, Shelley's going to love this. Oh, yeah,
Oh,
she's got
yeah.
four others of them. I love that story. So as time progressed, you documented the knowledge that you accumulated, and that became the subject of your own books, Ocean Oracle and Ocean Wisdom. Let's talk about these books one at a time. You first wrote Ocean Oracle. I have some wonderful reviews from metaphysical authors respected in the field. Here are a few of the comments. For Raymond Buckland, author of many metaphysical books, speaks about cacomancy, the art of divination using seashells. He says Michelle Hansen opens up that to a whole new dimension that is accurate, scientific, and downright fascinating. One Spirit Book Club calls Ocean Oracle a beautiful, unique toolkit to decode the wisdom of the deep. The Ocean Oracle puts the wisdom of the sea within your reach and translates its timeless language, one of the most unusual and unusually revealing divination tools we've seen. Very nice words there.
I have to say, receiving these accolades from such prestigious metaphysical
Yes.
authors and reviewers, I want to quote because it said they were amazed and fascinated by the accuracy and unusual revelations from this unique system of divination. That was wonderful validation for me because it showed that other people can receive the same benefits that I've been deriving all this time from working with my seashell partners. And when Ocean Oracle was published, the advantage that gave me was I could now travel to other venues. People were no longer limited to having to come to my home to work with the
Now,
shells.
yes.
And I could export the wisdom from the shells so that people could work with them privately for their own personal revelations.
It's just an amazing story what you've gone through, and those words that are spoken by people, like you said, these are people prominent in their fields that are heaping that praise on you. I also have a testimonial from someone who is a professional in the healing arts. She had glowing things to say, and I'll read her testimonial. As a professional in the healing arts myself, and having experienced some of the greatest seers and healers in the last 35 years of my own development, what flows from Shelley as divine through shells is truly incredible. Shelley's capability or capacity to transmit a wildly spot-on snapshot of your life by reading a variety of shells that you've chosen and arranged from a collection of hundreds of shells is truly mind-blowing. When you meet her, which you must, you'll have an encounter with an ancient, wise, otherworldly, yet warmly and genuinely connected being who has no doubt will come to Earth, was come sent to Earth to be of this true and unique service. So much there that she's very complimentary of.
She herself is dedicated to service to others. And the thought that she values my work and sees me this way, it means the world. But I love that she talked about it's a description of a snapshot of your life because it's not about predicting the future. It's about shining a light on who you are in the present, so that you're able to have a conversation with your subconscious. In essence, it's you talking to you, and those revelations can be powerful.
We heard once again life-changing. That has come up through a number of testimonials that I've read, some that we'll get to and have received have read on the program already. Do you see that happen often where people's lives literally are changed because of seashells and your knowledge and interpretation?
The best answer I can give you for that is I had to learn to keep tissues on the table because people kept
Oh,
ending up
geez.
crying healing tears. It was a compliment to me that they stayed open enough to allow that to happen. And it's because the shells are psychological tools, and the information that can surface allows them to decide if a belief is limiting them. And if so, now they're given the opportunity to change that belief. So those tears are like, oh, I don't have to hold on to this. I didn't realize I was carrying this. But if they change that belief, they can create something new for their future. And that's why it's life-changing.
I'm interested in your progression. After Ocean Oracle, you wrote Ocean Wisdom, and you said that the shells continued to teach, and you had to write another book to keep up. It was just like they're sort of saying, no, we've got more to say. You need to write another book here.
Oh, continuously. So what happened is some of the shells in Ocean Oracle added new levels of awareness on a variety of topics. So those became the lessons in Ocean Wisdom. And that meant that you can use these new extended details in Ocean Wisdom when you were using the cards in Ocean Oracle to do readings. So let me give you an example. If we go back to Moon Snail, in Ocean Oracle, when my friend talked about moon snailing, blowing things up out of proportion, in Ocean Wisdom, the added revelation is this is a love lesson. And in particular, moon snail is love equated to attention. So when someone is blowing things up out of proportion and making mountains out of molehills, the purpose is to draw attention. They will receive compassion for what they're suffering, and that can be interpreted as love. So again, this is subconscious. But if you've ever heard someone say, if you think that's bad, wait till you hear what happened to me. And it has to be worse than whatever else happened to the other person. That's moon snailing. That's blowing things up. But the reason is they're invested in having that attention. So it's going to be worse, or no one's going to pay attention. But the shells don't judge how you go about getting the attention. So the problem is not equating love with attention. It is how we get that attention. Instead of chaos and disasters and illness, you could get attention by inflating the wonderful things in life, growing the light. So moon snail does not judge, but what we're doing here is giving the option that if you want to equate love with attention, here's another direction you can take. And this is how the shells can provide psychological revelations.
It's amazing. And if you're just joining us, Michelle Hansen is our guest on the program. Back again, talking about her over 35 years in the Seashell Kingdom and teaching all of us. And it's been fascinating, the programs we've done in the past. And today we're focusing on a number of the testimonials that we received. Here's one from Barbara, which seemed to echo the thought you were just talking about. Working with Michelle Hansen's Ocean Oracle and Ocean Wisdom, the deeper I got into the psychological insights, behavior patterns that were not beneficial to me began to surface. At the same time, options were presented to help me change those benefits in a gentle manner, counteracting any self-judging, shaming, critiquing voice that I had. It's simply taken out of the equation. What amazes me the most about Michelle Hansen's work is that through selecting the shells myself, I gained an understanding of limiting beliefs that were not on a conscious level. These revelations confirmed what I had felt unconsciously, subconsciously, but did not quite understand until now. It's another piece of the puzzle, another piece of me that's been found. The biggest reward I have received from Michelle Hansen's work is that I have transformed my day-to-day living with a real sense of well-being. I now have a trusted tool with the shells to defeat any self-doubt. I've waited a long time for these insights and actions to happen for me, and the best part is I now have my own saying, when in doubt, her own saying, when in doubt, reach for the shells. Boy, there's so much there. I wanted to get that right at the end. When in doubt, reach for the shells. And it's amazing that she understands more about herself, after going through this process.
Oh my goodness. For her to say another piece of me found, that is
Yes.
so exciting when that happens. And I love that she pointed out the shells are non-judgmental. That's so important because I tell my students, you need to be open enough to stay in your truth because those beliefs, if you're not going to acknowledge them, they're still operating behind the scenes, impacting your life anyway. So it's empowering to allow them to surface. And then you can decide if they serve you. And by the way, it's very important to get out of the way of the message. You don't want to impose your own personality on what the shells are trying to tell you. Let them speak. And the shells are never going to tell you what to do, but what they will do is provide options. And so if you choose to make a different choice, then you can release what no longer serves you. And that can be transforming.
Another testimonial. Eventually, with the aid of the internet, you were able to teach seashell divination classes online. I have a few reviews from actual students of your Ocean Speak online course. The first is from Claudia, who, as an upperclassman, wrote a welcoming letter to the incoming freshman class. This is her testimonial, and this is the letter that she wrote. This journey has been one of the most interesting journeys I've ever been on. We have laughed. We have cried, we have sat in our seats, hanging on every word, waiting to see the outcome of a particular story. Because Shelley's style of teaching is to bring the shells to life with stories that will simply take your breath away. Each and every story is true. You will marvel at how quickly and how thoroughly you learn the shells just by hearing her amazing stories. The fabulous work is made even more amazing when you realize that many of the stories that Shelley tells are straight out of her own life and the lives of the people around her. I'm so excited for each and every one of you because your way of seeing the world and your way of being in the world is about to change. You are on the verge of learning a new language, a new system of communicating, and along with that, you will be getting glimpses into your soul and how to live a more fully life and meet your highest energetic capacity. Boy, those are nice words.
I have to tell you, this letter to the new freshman, it touched my heart in so many ways. So Claudia, initially, the reason it touched me is because she was in the very first online course that I had taught. And for her to say all these marvelous things that had happened on her journey, that meant so much to me that it had been that much of an impact on her.
Yes.
But the second thing about Claudia, she's talking about you're going to marvel at the stories that Shelley tells and that they're true. Shortly after this, Claudia had her own jaw-dropping story. And it involved a tiger cowrie shell. And I mentioned this in the second interview, but just to review a little bit. So this is a typical tiger cowrie. And what had happened was Claudia's cherished nephew had died, and she wanted a sign that he was okay. And she made it very specific. She wanted him to show her a tiger cowrie. And she didn't even know if he knew what that was. Now, I didn't know any of this, but it just so happened that shortly after that, I ended up giving her a tiger cowrie. It was huge. It looked like this. And the next day, she called me. And this is when she told me her request to her nephew. Because looking at the dots on the shell, the pattern that the shell was making, it literally spelled the name of her nephew. And here she is requesting, I need to know you're okay. I need a sign. I need a tiger cowrie. And she ends up with a tiger cowrie with his name on it.
Wow.
Now, I took pictures because I know that's hard to believe. So this is a picture of the shell that I gave her. Make sure I hold it so that you can read the name. And his name is Jared. I'm going to try and use my finger here. Let's see. I'm going backwards. Let me move over this way. J-A-R-E-D. Right across the shell. But you don't have to try and visualize. I connected the dots. So here's where I connected the dots so you can see it better.
Okay, yeah, perfectly. Yes, exactly.
So that's Jared. But when I looked at her shell, not only did I see the name Jared, I saw the word home and I saw the word joy.
That's...
So she's telling the students, I can't wait for you to come to Shelley's classes. You'll marvel at her stories. Look what happened to Claudia. And I'm so grateful she gave me permission. So now her story is in class 11 of the course. She's now part of those stories that she's telling everyone they're going to marvel at.
Something like that really gets your attention, doesn't it? I mean, it's just really incredible. It's hard to believe, but you showed us.
Yes.
That's exactly what that spells out. I have a comment from another student who says, I'm beginning to change the way I look at life and how I need to move forward to live a happy and more fulfilled life. I am definitely changing the things that I am right about because I can see somehow if those beliefs I hold on to are actually holding me back. I never realized before that my body would react the same way even when we were proven right about the bad things. It's wonderful to bring some of these hidden intentions and beliefs that we hold into the light because I feel that this is the only way they can be healed. I am still in progress, but I feel things beginning to shift. Thank you for walking this spiritual journey with me. I'm learning a lot about myself. Tell us a little bit more about this concept of changing the things you're right about.
Well, this is one of the master teachings in Ocean Wisdom. It's an example of how you can have a hidden belief, a subconscious belief. So let's say the need to be right increases your self-esteem. If someone says, I'm so glad I listened to you, or I wish I'd listened to you because you were right. That validation for some people feels so good. Now, when you combine the need to be right with any belief, it doesn't matter what the belief is, then you have a very powerful combination. Because let's say you have a hidden belief that everybody lies. Well, every time you encounter someone who's not truthful, you're miserable. But the part of you that needs to be right says, I told you. I told you everybody lies. And it's celebrating because it gets to be right. So that's why she said, I understand now that my body reacts the same way even when proven right about the bad things. It's going to celebrate either way because all it cares about is being right. And that's when being right can become limiting, when it's more important to be right than to be happy.
I can see that being a problem. Are there solutions to that offered in the class?
Yes, if this resonates with the students, they actually have two options. One is allow yourself to be wrong. So let's say you think everyone lies and someone tells you the truth. You were wrong about thinking they were lying, but that's okay. You don't mind being wrong. If, on the other hand, it's too challenging for you to be wrong about things, you need to be right, you can change the thing that you're right about. So rather than believing everyone lies, change that belief to allow for the possibility that there can be honest people out there and draw that to you. That's why she said, I'm changing the things that I'm right about. She needs to be right, so she's changing what she believes in order to once again be right, but now it will serve her if she thinks there can be honest people.
The need for vindication, being proven right, is only one example of the master lessons the Shells impart. I can see that the Shells take your students on quite a transformational journey. One student said, I met myself for the first time in this class. That's pretty profound. Let's talk about your course, Ocean Speak. It's 45 classes, which is a lot of information. Here is what another student had to say about that when graduating from the course. Even though her class seemed like a long one, I was definitely fascinated with all that I could learn and signed up for the class. What I was about to learn ended up making a monumental difference in my life. This class was a gift of a lifetime. The messages and wisdom learned will forever be in my heart. I must tell you, Shelley, it is so very important that you continue your work. You provide such a spectacular way for all of us to hear the words of our Seashell Kingdom. I had just asked for assistance in my personal journey and was feeling so down. Suddenly, I'm sitting in class, truly felt the message was coming through just for me. There's no accident that you were doing what you were doing, and I just want you to know how truly amazing your work is, how much it inspires us to go on with difficult places in our lives. When you are speaking, I can only imagine all the work and study you have put in to understand the Seashell Kingdom, how very lucky we all are. Thank you again for such an amazing learning experience. I must say, when the Seashell Kingdom chose you, they outdid themselves. Wow. I keep saying that, but that's about the best way to sum up some of these. This really made an impact. Talk about life-changing.
And I have to smile at that last comment because I wondered why the Shells would pick such a shy person to be their ambassador. And to hear, after all these years, her opinion that I've served them well, that's wonderful for me to know.
Well, if somebody hasn't watched all of our programs and they've not heard you tell that story before, then you are an introverted person, you're a shy person. Never know that. It gives Shelley something she's fascinated about, has a passion for. that seashells. And I was going to say you come out of your shell. That would have been a bad pun, and I didn't intend that. But that you really come alive with this. The passion just comes through, and nobody would ever know that you were at any point ever shy in your life. It's just amazing. Michelle Hansen, our guest. More information on Michelle, her books, the classes, all of that at oceanoracle.com. When your circumstances changed upon your husband's retirement, you converted the live classes into independent study. Here's a testimonial from someone who graduated from the independent study course. It goes, I hope you will fully embrace this comment as authentic and deserved. You are a natural teacher as much as you are a scientist, and on top of that, a phenomenal spiritual guide mentor. You have a natural way of making the sea beings exciting and bringing shells to life as you recount various tales of their nature and personalities. I love the story about the conch and how it rescued by others of its kind. I'm convinced that we are human, that we humans hate to think that these creatures are intelligent beyond what we have ascribed to them.
So the conch that she's talking about, let me show you that. It's called the helmet conch. Some may remember this from a former interview.
Yes, but I do.
The story was, this is the way they need to be to get around. And in a book I have right here, just so you can see the book, by Neville Coleman, it's called Shells Alive. And he tells the story of where he encountered one of these helmet conchs on its side like this. Now, this means this animal is in danger because any predator could come get him. Or even if just left alone, he can't turn over. So he wouldn't be able to go search for food, for instance, and he would perish from starvation. Now, Neville Coleman is telling this story in hindsight because what happened was when he watched this animal on its side, there were two other helmet conchs in the proper position, 16 feet away, like a triangle. And it took hours because these are snails, but he had the patience to witness this. The two came over, then like little bulldozers, they dug the sand out around the one that was stuck. They climbed up on back, turned it over, and saved it. Now, Neville is a dyed-in-the-wool scientist. And so he's struggling with what he's witnessing. And I have to read this because I could relate. I was a scientist initially. And he's aware that I can't use anthropomorphism. That means I can't ascribe human characteristics to animals. So he's got to make this, what he's witnessing, be animal instinct. And it's very hard to think of this as just animal instinct.
Yes.
And finally, he says, I was awestruck. The tears poured from my eyes and sobs racked my chest. I saw two lowly invertebrates spend several hours saving the life of another lowly invertebrate. And then he says, and nobody on this planet is going to convince me otherwise. So I was honored that he granted me permission. Let me show you. He has the pictures in his book, but I enlarged them. In the first picture here, the one on its side, and then the two coming over to rescue it. In the second picture, that's where they've loosened the sand. So you can The two are coming over and they're going to loosen the sand down below. And then they're going to come behind and turn the shell over and rescue it. So, I mean, you can't unsee this.
No. It's there. It's evidence.
And for him to grant me permission to have these pictures in Ocean Wisdom, I was honored. And when I wrote Ocean Wisdom, I sent him a copy. And I got back the most amazing thing because he sent me his latest book. He's written tons of books. But it wasn't what I expected at all. It was called Mind Yourself, and it's a book of spiritual poetry. So this was a dyed-in-the-wool scientist who ends up writing a book of spiritual poetry. That's how much that encounter transformed him. And I wrote to him and I said, you know, they didn't just rescue their comrade that day. They rescued you.
That's amazing. It's such an incredible story when you hear it, and then when you see it, and in his case, seeing it firsthand, it's such a powerful story and really makes you stop and think. It gives you pause and you stop and you think about all of this that you've heard about, that Shelley's been talking about. Your students are from all over the world, even some speaking English as a second language. Here's a testimonial that was originally in Spanish, but the English translation speaks volumes. The snails or sea crystals have moved the deepest of my being. They speak to me in a musical and ancestral language, direct to my essence without adornments, not ambiguity. For me, it has been a transcendent experience. I never imagined that the study would change the perception of my reality in a forceful but so fascinating way, and that it had increased my appreciation for life and nature. The most striking has been the way in which they have spoken to me so directly as to shaking my deepest fibers and illuminating unsuspected shadows inside my interior. I ponder them inclusively, place them on my energy centers, and give myself massages with them. And that came from Aura after graduating from level two.
And this student's experience is the best evidence I have that the shells are a universal language. Because, as you said, she graduated from level two. Level one is 45 classes, level two is another eight. I taught one class per week. That's 53 weeks that she was with me. And to hear her say the value that she derived from this information, where it had the power to change her perception of reality, that proves that speaking English as a second language, was not a hindrance at all. And I should point out, I have students who speak other languages where English is a second language. I have students in Romania and the Netherlands, Belgium, China. And they all end up speaking shell, in fact, beautifully. So it is a universal language.
And speaking of universal language, I have an interesting testimonial from Kim. Shell, I know I've had my amazing moment of clarity because of the shells, and I've read about so many of your clients having that moment, but I had no idea how overjoyed my own spirit could be to not just partner with another soul and the shells, but also to witness the moment a client achieved awareness and see the physical transformation come over them as empowerment and healing came with that awareness. I'm not downplaying my role because we all work together to help heal and empower a human spirit in pain, Van Nuynings cockles all over the place. I have to ask, Van Nuynings cockles, what am I talking about there? What did I just say?
Okay. So this testimonial has a special place in my heart because Kim was my first graduate student who I mentored to take the next step and become a teacher. So to hear her describe her joy at helping someone, you know, a human spirit in pain, to use her words, that's exactly how I felt for like 40 years when I've been working with my partners with the shells. And as she said, we all worked together. And that's the idea. It's a partnership. It's the client, it's the person doing the reading, and the shells all working together for the client's highest good. Now, Van Hynings cockle. She said Van Hynings cockle all over the place. This is a Van Hynings cockle. And they have a very powerful foot muscle, so powerful that they can jump. So the meaning of the cockle is jumping for joy. So when she said Van Heining's
Ah,
cockle all
okay.
over the place, it means she's got this great happiness. She's jumping for joy
Now
at
I
her
got it.
experience working with these. It's another shorthand, another shell speak. We're learning the language today. Moon
Yes.
snailing, Van Heining's. And I actually know someone who carries pictures of the cockle with her because pictures carry the energy. Shells are crystals. And she's surrounding herself with that happy energy.
It's just an amazing story that gets more amazing as we go into these testimonials and all of the kind words, the words of praise they have for Michelle and her teaching and the class. On that subject, I have another testimonial from a metaphysical pioneer. This is from Robert Simmons, a prolific author educating the world about crystals. He was the first to write about moldavite. He has written about your work with shells, noting the bridge between seashells and crystals. What motivated him to write this testimonial?
Well, this was amazing. I was reading his book. It's called Stones of the New Consciousness, about crystals. But one of the stones of the new consciousness is aragonite. And I need to quote because he said he felt it integrate, align, and increase instant communication between the right and left hemispheres of my brain. Now, I read that and I was so excited because I had been teaching the students forever that working with the shells was using the bridge, the corpus callosum that connects the right and left hemispheres of the brain. It's connecting your logic with your intuition, and you can use the science, the logic, to make intuitive leaps. So instantly, that's what I was thinking as I'm reading his comments about aragonite. But then he continues and he says, aragonite is connected with being an ascension stone. And then I need to quote again, because what he said was, as deeply as I wish to delve, there remains a great deal that is hidden about the purpose and possibilities to which these stones are attuned. He wanted to know more about aragonite. And I was elated because seashells, especially abalones, let me show you an abalone, are calcite and aragonite. That's the nacre, the mother of pearl lining. So he's saying the same thing that I had been about the right and left hemisphere of the brain. He's talking about aragonite involved in ascension. And now he's saying, I wish I knew more about them. And I'm thinking, I need to contact him and tell him about the shells. That's aragonite. And when I did, we met. And I brought all my abalones for him to play with. And he felt their energy. He saw the connection to the chakras. And once he recognized that seashells were crystals too, then he gladly offered to provide a testimonial to that effect.
Well, the shells seem to have made quite an impact. He says, Michelle Hansen has opened up a whole new world of crystal exploration, courtesy of her lifelong work with the Seashell Partners. Constructed by mollusks from protein secretions embedded with calcite and aragonite, seashells are crystal bridges uniting the animal and mineral kingdoms. Attuning to seashells links the left and right hemispheres of the brain, and their high vibrational energy facilitates communication with other realms. Working with seashells provides the opportunity to restore balance to all aspects of our lives, enabling us to reshape the future. They connect us to our divine essence, etheric DNA, offering an increased perfection and ascension. As energy tools connecting with our chakras, they mirror our spiritual evolution, guiding us to heal and transform ourselves and ultimately our planet. Throughout history, seashells have been valued aesthetically. Now is the time to appreciate them as valuable members of the crystal family and powerful collaborators. Eager to assist us in navigating through life, I highly recommend exploring the seashell kingdom through Michelle's books and classes. I would say you made an impression.
I am so grateful to Robert Simmons because he's spreading the word that seashells are crystals too. And there are so many people aware of the benefits working with crystals from the mineral kingdom. And this will help others see all the multitude of benefits for mind, body, and spirit working with the seashells. And as you mentioned earlier in this interview, we have an entire kingdom. There's like 100,000 seashells in the world. That's an entire kingdom that's being overlooked.
We have covered really a lot of territory from your childhood to present day. I think this testimonial from Margot sums it all up, and I'll read it. From the day I met Shelley and learned of her affinity for shells, I could see that she exhibited a unique scientific comprehension and passion for shelled sea life that I doubt anyone else possesses. She has tirelessly pursued every aspect of these fascinating life forms, and then she has the intellect to tie the knowledge and power that God has given these mysterious creatures to the unfathomable connection to the human emotions. Once her students have chosen a few shells, Shelley compassionately facilitates their self-discoveries they make and help guide them toward their honest self-awareness and inner peace. There is no question that Shelley has a great deal more mysteries and revelations to share with others through her current and future publications and public appearances. There is no doubt that she will continue to change perceptions and enlighten our world to the wonders and mysteries of these marvelous ocean oracles. She's talking about your future work, so not to put any pressure on you. What's on the horizon for you and any more perceptions that you're trying to change?
Quite a bit, actually. I'm finished writing a new book, and that will focus on expanding the knowledge yet again. So, how appropriate that gift from the sea showed up in my life because it's encouraging me once again to extend the information. And the book is going to be about how shells are crystals. It's called Ocean Crystals. And I have a copy of the cover here.
Oh, I like
And you
it.
can see that eye in the sky with a chambered nautilus.
Yes.
So, nautilus is the shell of ascension. And what I'm hoping this will do is teach people that we can look at the world through the perspective of that divine perfection, aligning with our divine perfection. That's what ascension is. And Nautilus grows in sacred geometry. So, looking at that eye, I'm hoping it will change some lives where we can see that seashells are seashells, S-E-E.
I like that. And I've read a summary regarding ocean crystals that states, through her own personal experiences coupled with those of her students and clients, Michelle takes us on a remarkable journey with seashell partners. It's quite apparent that Mother Nature has so much to teach us if we are willing to listen. Seashells are crystals from the animal kingdom and have a multitude of benefits to offer mind, body, and spirit. Come explore and discover the seashells. Are seashells, S-E-E, shells. Just what you were talking about there, that captures everybody's attention and wants us waiting for the book. When will the book be out?
I'm hoping that I will finish it by the end of the month, and then it's just a matter of going through the editorial process. So maybe April? I don't know how long it takes actually to get it up and running, but at least it'll be written and ready.
That you've done your part, and we need to
Yes.
let the publisher know we need to get this out. You've got people that want more information, so speed it up, expedite this process, and get out
And I will
Shelley's
tell
work.
you, in Ocean Crystals, I will have that full story of Jared with the cowrie shells because I want people to see
Oh,
that.
yes. If you're a
So that will be
doubter,
in there.
well, some of the examples, and that was one today, if you're a doubter or on the fence or like, okay, show me. Well, you've just been shown. There's a lot of information that we talked about through testimonials, not coming from Shelley, but coming from the testimonials, the writers that we've talked about on the program today. The time has gone by so quickly. Any final words to tie all of this together?
Well, I have to say, the gift from the sea, the way that's showing up in my life, this is crazy. I am hosting a book club next month, so I picked a random book to read. Would you believe in the middle of the book, all of a sudden, the main character starts talking about gift from the sea?
Oh, no.
Like, I'm telling you, it is showing up all over
Oh,
again.
yes.
But it's perfect timing because I am so blessed to have a wonderful marketing company. They've made it possible for me to have these interviews with you. And Rick, I am so grateful to you for your enthusiasm for this
Well,
information.
I'm grateful for you putting up with me for five shows. There's got
It's
to be
been
a
such a
medal for that
pleasure.
of some kind.
I'm sure I will miss you when this doesn't happen anymore. But I have to tell you, next month, my marketing team has really gone out for me because they've arranged for the prestigious book review and media company, Kirkus, to review Ocean Wisdom.
Ah,
And
very good.
that is going to allow me to really fulfill my desire as an ambassador for the Seashell Kingdom. And so I would like to end by just reminding everyone that teachers, even master teachers, don't always come in human bodies.
So remember that the next time you see seashells, you'll see them in a different way. And Kirkus, that's like the top drawer of reviewers. Their number out there. But you mentioned Kirkus. Most people know, okay, these people know what they're talking about. They are at the top of the profession, and that is an honor to be able to go through that process. And you can find out all about Shelley, everything she's got going at the website oceanoracle.com. And I'd like to thank the marketing company, Authors Perspective Press, a forward-thinking
Yes.
hybrid publishing company at the nexus of innovation and strategy, dedicated to guiding authors through the intricate landscape of publishing and marketing, authorsrespectivepress.com. I thank them for all of these interviews. Shelley, it's been a pleasure. Five of these, and I've been learning so much as we go through this. And again, if you're skeptical and like, okay, show me, you do that every time we get together. And I'm so grateful to you for spending time with us on the program.
Rick, I think you could teach the course now.
I see that level two and all that other stuff, and I'm like, oh, wow, this is intensive. There really is so much there, and it's been an eye-opener and to be able to read these testimonials, and I thank you for that opportunity. Michelle Hansen, our guest, oceanoracle.com is her website. You'll get all the information there on every product that Shelley has. This is This Week in America. You can follow this. You can see all the videos that Michelle did and so much more on our YouTube page, TWIA-TV. You can subscribe there as well. This is This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.